Be'ez Hashem is Baruch, we begin Perek Revi, the fourth chapter in the Lamas Hilchas Yisoid, the Torah, the laws of the foundations of the Torah, and the Sefer Mada, the Book of Knowledge, this first book, which we conclude in this Perek, the discussion of the Pardes, which we were discussing in these previous three, and now in this fourth Perek. Also, we started off with discussing the combination of the Yisoidus, of the foundations of matter, and Tzura, of the form. As Rami gets Halacha Aleph, regarding the manner of the four foundations of the world, which we discussed in the previous parak, arba guf malalu shehim, regarding these four bodies, which they are esh, fire, veruach, and wind, umayim, and mayim and water, ve'eretz, and earth, him yisoydis kol hanevram lamatim nerekiyah. That's the foundation of all the creations that are under the sky. Chol shiyah, and whatever it's going to be, mi adam, behema, from man, and from beast, va'if, and bird, v'demis, and crawly creatures, v'dog, and fish, v'tzemach, and plants, and matechas, and metals, Vavan Tavim, precious stones, and margolius and pearls, Usharv Nibin, all other stones that are used in construction, the Bahar and mountains, Vagushi offer and clumps of earth, Hakoil, all of it, Golmam, Mechubar, Mabar Yisrael Salal. Their matter is a combination of these four foundations. Nimsu comes out, Kalagufim Shalamatim Nurikiya, all bodies that are beneath the sky, Chutz Me'arba Yisrael Salalu, except for these four primary foundations themselves, Mechubar, Megoyim, Metzura, are connected from matter and form. But Golem Shalahem and their matter is Mechuba, Marba Yisayid Ha'elu, is a combination of these four foundations. Avakol Echad, Marba Ha'yisayid is now. However, every one of these four foundations, Ein Mechuba El Megolem Metzuga Bavad, that only has a form and a fig, and the matter. But everything else is a combination of these four. Halacha Beis. Now, Derech Ha'esh V'Ruach. Now, the mannerism of fire and wind, Liyas Mahalacha Mimato, they go from lower down, mitaba or it's from the center of the earth, lamala going, ascending upwards, kalapirakiya towards the sky. Whereas v'derech hamayim ba'aretz, regarding the other two of water and earth, liyas mahalocha mitachas alakiya lamata, their pattern is that they go from beneath the sky downwards, descending adla emtza, down to the middle. Because the reason why we call it the middle, she emtza rikiya, because the middle of the sky, hu amata shein lamata mena, is lower, that there's nothing lower than that. Where when you have the ball of the earth, which is in the middle of the sphere of the sky, that's the middle, that there's nothing that goes beneath that. That's where it hits the ground. Now, ve'en helucham, now, however, their patterns, which you just described, there are two that go up, two that go down, lo b'daitim, it's not with their consciousness, but lo b'cheftim, not with their will. Eliminik sh'nikbamem, it's the custom that's been established in them, but tevash sh'nikbamem, and there's a nature that's been ingrained in them. Now, teva ha'esh, the nature of fire, is cham v'yavish, is warm and dry. Bukam mekulam, it's the lightest of all the four foundations. V'ruach, and regarding wind, is cham balach, is warm but moist. V'amayim, regarding water, is karm balachim, is cold and moist. V'aretz, and earth, yavesh v'kara, is dry and cold. V'kaved mekulam, it's the heaviest from them all. So there's basically two that the different mixtures in those four foundations, which is regarding dry and wet and cold and warm. Now, v'amayim kal mimenu. Now, water is lighter than earth. L'fikach nimtzom l'mal al aretz. Therefore, you find that the water is on top of the earth. V'ruach kal mimenu. Now, wind is lighter than water. L'fikach menach v'apanei mayim. Therefore, it hovers on the surface of the water. V'eish kal mimenu. And fire is lighter than wind. Now, v'mneishem yisaydis l'chol guf m'shtachas d'rkiyah. Since, as we said, they're the foundations of all bodies that are beneath the sky. Yimotze kol guf v'guf. Comes at every single body. Ma'adam and behemah, from man and from animal, b'chay and wild animal, b'oif and bird, b'dog and fish, b'tzemach and plant, b'techas, b'evan and metals and stones. Gomei m'chubim me'ish v'ruach, u'mayim b'afer. The matter is a combination of fire, wind, water, and earth. Now, v'arba'atam yis'orvu b'yachad. Now, the four of them get mixed together. But v'yishtamnu kol echad mem be'isa'eirov. But every single body is different from when it gets mixed together. Until it comes out that what's connected from all the four in the demel echemahem is not similar to any one of them kashulavadi when it's by itself. So although the four are independent, but when you mix it, it looks different than any one of the four. Now the emba me'oyremahem. Now, but you don't have any one of those that are mixed from them. Afilu chelik echad, even one part shu ish b'fnei asma, which is pure fire on its own. Oy mam b'fnei asma, or water on its own. Oy etz b'fnei asma, or earth on its own. Oy ruach b'fnei asma, or wind on its own. Rather, that whole body is totally changed. Nasa Govacha becomes like a totally different body because by mixing the different foundations together, you don't even recognize any of the essential of the original of the compound. Now, every single body that's connected from these four, Yimatziba, you'll find Kerbachim, cold and warm, Lach v'yevish, and moist and dry, Keachet, as one. Now, Abayashmem Gufim, but there are certain bodies, Shiyabem Chazka Miseda Ish, that has a very strong part of the foundation of fire, Kamay Bali Nefesh Chaya, like those which are living creatures that have a soul, and Lefikach Yorah Behem Achayim Yosef, therefore you're going to find by mammals, you're going to find by those who are living creatures, have a higher temperature of warmth. Now you have certain bodies that are stronger from the foundation of earth, like stone, like minerals. Then you can have certain bodies that are very strong in the foundation of water. Therefore you're going to find by them, they're more moist. But and this same way, you're going to find guf cham yoisim guf amach cham. You'll find some bodies that are more warm than other warm bodies, and you'll find beguf yavish yoisim guf acha yavish. You'll find a dry body that's more than a different dry body. Then you'll find certain bodies that they're only cold. Beguf mirabem halach bavad. Then you find other bodies that are purely moist. Beguf mirabem akar b'hayyavish keach b'shav. Then you'll find certain bodies that have cold and dry in that same body. Or hakor b'haleach kechet b'shavu, you'll find cold and moist together as one. Or hachim b'yevish kechet b'shavu, you'll find equally that it's warm and dry. Or hachim b'haleach kechet b'shavu, you'll find that it's warm and moist together as one. Lafi roiv ha'yesoi trei bekar treibis, according to the abundance of the foundation, which is the primary of the mixture, yedro ma'isa oisayesoi b'tivoi b'guf ha'ma'orib, you'll find the actions of that foundation and its nature in the body of what it's mixed into. Halacha Gimel, regarding the changing of the yisaidis, of the foundations. Whatever is connected from these four foundations, lahem hu nifred basayif, from them, it ends up separating at the end. Now, yeshu nifred l'acha yom achad, there are certain things that decompose, that break down after a few days. Yeshu nifred l'acha shom rabbis, there are those that only after many years. Now, but b'chol shen eschabim mehem, whatever is connected from these four foundations, e'ef sheshle yipar lem, it's not possible, it's not going to get break down and separated. Afila hazava oidim, even gold and ruby, which are very strong matter, it's not possible, it's not going to get lost and come down to its foundations, which is v'yashim miktas leish, some of it will go back to fire, miktas lemayim, some will go back to water, miktas leruach, some of it will go back to wind, miktas leruach, some will go back to earth, because everything is made up of these four foundations. Now, halacha dalad, since you tell me that everything that is deficient, which is matter, will break down to these foundations. So, lomanam al adam, why say by man, a pasuk in Bereishis will offer tashav that to earth is going to go back? Lefish roed binyanim and offer, because most of the structure is from earth. But everything breaks down. V'loy kol anifsid kishi pasid. Now, however, not everything that is deficient, that when it becomes deficient, miyod yachz la'bo, you say, it's not like right away it's going to go back to the four foundations. L'yipasid v'yachz la'dav'ach, rather, it gets a little bit deficient, and it goes back to something else, and something else to something else, which a tzura changes and it puts on another tzura. But as we know, that energy doesn't get lost. And the end of it, it goes back to the foundations. It comes out that all the things keep on going in a circle. That's the ecosystem, that everything keeps on changing and going from one to another, but it doesn't automatically go straight right back to fire, to wind, to water, to earth. Halacha hei. Now, arba yisaydis elu. These four foundations, mishtanin zeh lezeh tamid, they constantly change from one to the other one. B'chol yom, b'chol shoh, every day, every moment. Now, miktsasam, loy kol gufam. Now, that's part of the foundation, not the whole body. Kitzat, how so? Tzaram illustrates. Miktsas ha'agas ha'krevin minamayim mishtanis. Some of the earth that's near the water, let's say by the beach, it changes. It crumbles and actually turns into water. So too, some of the water that's near the wind, it changes. It actually evaporates, becomes wind. So too, wind. The little bit of it that's near fire, it changes. And it actually becomes into fire. To fire, the part of the fire that's near the wind, it changes and it gathers and becomes into wind. So to wind, some of it that's near the water, it changes and it gathers into water. It's to water. The part of it that's close to the earth, it changes and it gathers and becomes earth. The shinazan, this change, ma'at ma'at, is a little bit. According to the length of days. Meaning it happens over a long period of time. Now, then kol ha'yisoid mishtana. Now, it's not like the whole foundation changes at she'asa kol ha'mayim ruch until all of the water becomes wind. Or kol ha'ruch esh, all the wind becomes fire. She'ef she'she batal echem and yisoid zarabah, because it's not possible that will be nullified one of these four foundations. El miktas yishtana me'esh l'ruch, rather some of it will change from fire to wind. Or miktas yishtana me'ruch l'esh, and some of the wind will change into fire. Now, v'chein ben kol echem b'chaveder. So too, between one and the other part, you're going to find a change between the four of them. And it keeps on going in a circle and circle, that a little bit changes into the other one, which then changes into the other one and goes in this circle. Halacha vav. Now, this deviation of change, which changed a little bit of the ash into ruach and so on, that will depend on the turning of the sphere of the orbit. And now, from its circle, it will connect the four of them. And it will be from them, shor gomel b'ni adam, the other forms of people, the nefesh chaya, and the living creatures, v'tzemach, and plants, v'evan, and stone, and matach, as a metal. V'o'el, noisen l'chol goylem v'goylem. Now, God gave for every single matter, tzura ha'ruyloi, the form that's appropriate for it, al-gei malach ha'siri, by the malach of the tenth sphere, which are the tenth rikia, the tenth sky, which is the lowest of them, she'atzura nikras ishim, which is the form that's called ishim, which, as we spoke about already in Perek Bey's halacha zayin. Halacha Zayin, regarding this idea of matter and form. You'll never see matter without form, or form without matter. Rather, the heart of a person. He could differentiate regarding a body that's found in his consciousness. And he knows that it's connected from matter and form. Now he knows there are bodies, that its matter is formed and connected from the four foundations. Now, v'gufim shagomam pashit. Now, regarding bodies that their matter is simple, ve'inim chuberak megolim echad, and there are certain ones that its matter is only from one matter, like that by the galgalim, like we spoke about in the world of the spheres. Now, v'tzure she'inim goylim, regarding forms that don't have matter, like malachim, inin eros la'ayim, they're not visible to the eye. El be'in halev hen yiduos, rather in the eyes of the heart, then they're known. Like we know the master of everything of God, without seeing him. So too, you cannot see anything that doesn't have a goylem with a tzura. Those things that have tzura without goylem, we can know of, but we won't see it. Halacha ches, regarding the tzura of Adam, of man. Now nefesh kol basar, the soul of every flesh, he tzurasa shenos noy hokel. That's the form that God has given him. In other words, that's what differentiates him from the tzemeach, from plants that sprout. Now, that's regarding the soul of every living creature. Now, the additional knowledge which is found in the soul of man, that's the form of man, that's complete in his knowledge. Regarding this form, it says in the Torah, let's make man in our form and in our image. In other words, that it should have the form that knows and comprehends the wisdom that doesn't have matter, like malachim shem tzurim lagoyim, which is a form without matter, ashid malem, until he's compared to them. Ve'ino emer. Now, it doesn't say b'tzalmenu al tzura zu hanikeros la'naim, regarding a form that's recognizable to the eye. Shehi, that is haper, the mouth, v'chaytim, the nose, v'slos, in the cheeks, or shorei shemaguf, or any other descriptions of the body. Shazu toyer shema, because that's actually, its name is actually appearance. So when we're saying kidmusenu, it refers to something else that's not visible to the eye. It doesn't refer to the soul that you have by every living creature, which that's how it eats and it drinks, because if the body doesn't have the soul, it can't eat and drink and give birth and feel and think. No, that's not what we're referring to. We're referring to the knowledge. That's the form of the soul. But tzuras ha'nefesh, because of medabens, regarding the form of the soul, that the pasuk means when it says b'tzalmenu k'dmaseinu, in our image and in our form. Now upam rabbis to kodesh ha'tzura, many times this form is called nefesh beruach, either soul or spirit. Now l'fikach tzarch li'zav b'shmos, and therefore one has to be careful with those names. Shlo yito adam hem, that a person should not make a mistake with them. Because b'chol shem b'shem yilamed b'inyan, every single name could be learned out from its topic, from its context. Because sometimes the words nefesh and ruach are brought regarding what's called the nefesh achayuni, the living soul that is what all living creatures have. So the Rambam is warning us to be careful not to make a mistake, rather to learn it from the context, where sometimes it refers to what many people actually call the neshama, which is the chelik alikamamal, it's part of the Hashem. That's what we mean over here is the tzuchas ha-nefesh, in the wisdom that a person has. Halacha test. Now, in tzuchas ha-nefesh ha-zois, mechuberes min ha-yisoides. The form of this soul is not a combination of the foundations. Kedesh shitpored lehem, like we said, that has to break down at some point. No. The ein mekayach ha-neshama. So here actually, although many use the word neshama to mean neshama, but here actually, neshama actually is a reference to nefesh ha-chiyuni, which is all living creatures. Like we find, kol ha-nishmas ruchayim ba'apav. So it's the breathing that it's not what we're talking about with nefesh. We don't mean the koyach of the neshama ashtei tzricha, the neshama that it should need the neshama kumesh, neshama tzricha leguf, like the way the neshama, which is just a living entity that needs the body, because it's what helps you eat and drink. It's the soul of the body. No, el meis Hashem. What many call neshama, which is just what the Rambam is calling nefesh. That's from Hashem, and the neshama is from heaven. When the mass of a person's clump of his clay, that when it breaks down, which is composed of the four foundations, v'toivet ha-neshama, which is this nefesh, that you know the animation of the body, that's going to be lost, because that can only be found with the body, needs the body in all its actions, but this form, what many people call the neshama, what I'm calling the nefesh, that form is not lost, that doesn't need the soul regarding its actions in the body. Eliyadas, rather, this soul knows Masegis and it attains Hadeus Aprudis Naglam, knowledge that's separated from matter. But Yadas Boydakol, it knows the creator of everything. And it stays forever and forever. This is what Shlomo said in his wisdom, Apostle Kellis. But Yoshev Ha'ofra ala Oretz Keshahaya, the earth is going to go back, the dust is going to go back to the earth as it was. That's the person's body. Baruch Toshev Elokim Asher Nesana, and the spirit is going to go back to God that gave it. Lach Yud, concluding these first four chapters of the Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, Kol Advarim Ha'Elu Shedibarnu Beinyan Zeh, all the words that we spoke of up until this point, Kemar Midlihem, they're like a little bit from the bucket, meaning Udvarim Amukimhem, these are really very deep words, Aval Einim Ka'imik Inyan Perek Rishon Mesheni. Now, however, these last two prakim are not as deep as what was mentioned the first two prakim, which that's what's called the Maisa Merkava, the great Kabbalistic secrets. Uber kol elo advarim sheperek shlishi urvi. Now, what we explained in the last two parakim, the third and the fourth parak, ho'enekar maisa bereishis. This is called the actions of creation, which talks about the laws of nature and the different secrets of the creation. V'kach tziba chacham rishayim. This is what the earlier sages have commanded. She'en dershim gam advarim ho'el b'ram. That also these, not only the maisa merkava of the first two parakim, that also the maisa bereishis should not be expounded upon in public. Elo adem echad, rather to an individual person. You let them know these things and you teach it to them. Now, then what's the difference between the acts of the chariot, of the divine secrets, and that of the actions of creation? Because regarding Meister Merkava, even for one person, you don't expound it to him. Rather, if he was a sage, understands on his own, you just give him the chapter headings. But regarding the acts of creation, you could teach it to an individual. Even though he doesn't understand it on his own. And you let him know all the things that you can know from these things. Now, why don't you teach it in public? Because not every single person has such a wide ability of breadth of knowledge. To be able to understand and contain the explanation and the commentary of all these things with its clarity. Halachid Beis. Now, at a time when the person contemplates on these things, he recognized by all the creations, Mimalach, all the way up from the high, by the Malach, and Megalgal, the world underneath that, which is the spheres, and then Ba'odam, and then man, which is the third and the lowest world, Kayitza by simile, he sees the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and all the creations, all the formations, and increases his love to the omnipresent, and his soul's thirst, and his flesh pines to love the Creator Baruch Hu, blessed is He. And he's afraid, and he trembles from his lowliness, v'dalusay, and his paucity, v'kalusay, and his lightness, k'she'archas, when he's going to evaluate himself. L'echem ma'gufas, ha'kadosh ma'gedolim, in contrast to one of the holy and great bodies of like the Gagalim of the spheres. V'choshken, all the morsel, achas matzuchas, ha'tehoiches, ha'nefrodes ma'gedolim, for sure, to one of the holy, the pure forms that are separated from matter. Shalei neschaber b'gam kol, that are not connected to matter at all, which is the malachim. He'll find himself that he's like a vessel full with shame and embarrassment, rik v'chaser, empty and lacking. Now the inyanei arba prakim elu. Now the idea, the content of these four chapters, shabachamish mitzvahs elu, that are in these five commandments that we mentioned, which is one, to know that there's a God; two, that He's one and there's no one else besides Him; three, to unify Him; four, to love Him; and five, to fear Him. These topics of these four chapters, what the earlier sages called pardes, which literally means to say a beautiful garden, which is a description of the garden of heaven, which is the divine secrets, which are called for those who know chen, which refers to, besides the word grace, means chachmas nister, the hidden wisdom, which were the mekabalim of later generations, which they said the word pardes is also an acronym for pshat, remez, drush, and soid, all the deepest depth of the words of the Torah. Kamesh Amr, like they said, arba nechnesu lepardes, four went into this garden, and therefore that's the reference to the divine secrets. Now the afa bishag gedil Yisrael hayu, although that they were great ones of the Jewish people, b'cham gedil hayu, and they were great sages. Not all of them had the power later to know lahasik al drama aborim, to contain and to understand all these things with their great clarity, and therefore they were all harmed except for one that went into the pardes. But the Yomer says, Raman, I say shein ro l'tayel b'pardes. It's not appropriate to stroll in this orchard. Elamish nesmali kreis alechem abasa, only someone that has filled up his belly with bread and flesh, bread and meat. Now, alechem abasa, who? What does it mean that he's already full with bread and meat? That's laid the ha'asa b'muta, to know the basics, which is meat and bread, to know what's forbidden, what's permitted, creates him shar mitzvahs, and similarly from all other mitzvahs. Now, v'av pishad v'ar me'lod, all these things, what we call gemara, which is halacha, which is nigla, is davar katan kara es chacham. The sages call it a small thing, shayam chacham, because the sages said davar kara, what's a great thing, is ma'isa merkava, the acts of the heavenly chariot. But davar katan, a small thing, is habo yistabai b'rava, the questions that we find throughout shas of the ababai and rava, of a pikin, even so, ru'im him lak dimam, it's appropriate to have them first. Because they settled the person's consciousness and his thoughts first. It's the great goodness that Hashem has sheared for the settlement, for the settling of this world, so that a person could inherit the life of the world to come. And these are things that everyone could know. God of a cotton, great and small, ish, the isha, man and woman, ba'lev rachav, a person with a wide heart, ubalib katz, and the person with a narrow heart, meaning, therefore, this is something that people should be learning, which are the words of the Gemara of Abaye Barava, because this is something that's for every single person, and it's what takes a person to Olam HaBa.